Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Take a Man podcast. All right, let's talk about the big story, presumably of today, Logan. That's Logan Paulson. I'm Craig Hoffman. It is 9:09 a.m. on Tuesday morning. As we finish this podcast, Logan and I will head to Ashburn, or Logan's already in Ashburn because he lives in Ashburn, but you'll head to the facility. I will make my way out of the District of Columbia out to suburban Virginia and to the facility, and we'll watch practice, and we don't expect to see Terry McLaurin. We know Laramie Tunsil showed up yesterday. He was, they as soon as he's there, hey, let's get him a uniform as part of media day, and let's get some material out there. And again, it's worth pointing out that this is, you know, NFL players are paid in game checks in the fall. And so, you know, part of it is like, yeah, I'm going to show up when they actually send me a check, as opposed to in the spring. Then some guys have workout bonuses, and we don't want to get too far down the rabbit hole. But like, it, I have also thought that the NFL would be a better place if they went to a 52, week a year calendar, and you get paid every other week. The checks become smaller, but you get them more often. But that's a much different conversation for maybe the middle of July or something with someone from the NFLPA or, you know, an accountant. So that's part of it, right? It's just kind of the responsibility to your team, to yourself, and the fact that you are paid handsomely to play this sport, and making sure that you are ready, available, and, you know, able to contribute positively to the cause should be top of mind, because that's what having a job is. I also think that, like, I have a hard time separating the voluntary from, like, who gets his voluntary for who, right? Like, ultimately, it is voluntary. Like, we haven't talked at all about Eddie Goldman. Eddie Goldman didn't show up to any of the voluntary stuff, as far as I know. Now, he might be working through something, or might have been behind the scenes on some of that.
It's funny, because some of those guys are, like, Kinlaw, for example, doesn't do every practice, but he's in the build. You know what I mean? Like, there's just different
lines. Yeah, and it's like, for a guy like Tunsil, I mean, even some people are like, oh, Tunsil should. Like, he's new. He should be around. And like, sure, fine. But like Tunsil, it's like, oh, no, he's earned it because he's maybe the best left tackle in the league. How good or bad do you have to be for us to care about the voluntary thing when it's actually, like, at the root, a labor issue that the NFLPA has negotiated?
Yeah, and I think players struggle with it too. Like, there were times when I was playing, I was like, this guy's missing OTAs? Like, right. What? You know what I mean? Like, why would you do that? And, like, there are times where guys think that they're above the pay grade. They're above that threshold, whatever that is. And I had a coach tell me one time that, like, you know, players always think of themselves in elevated ways. Like, I told this story on the Command Center podcast yesterday, but I remember, and Tanner remembered it too, we had a conditioning test in 2013 before training camp, and obviously a little different time parameter here. And it was very hard. It was like a 45-second plank to a half gasser. The rest was the plank, and we had 8 of them, right? And there was no rest. So, like, you were just constantly going. So your back's cramping up, your hamstrings are really tight, hip flexors are on fire. It feels like you're running in quicksand. And right before the conditioning test, Ray Wright got up in front of the team and he was like, hey guys, just so you know, like, this is a conditioning test, you know, evaluation starts tomorrow with practice. We just want to see where everyone's conditioning's at. And at the time, and Tana and I said the same thing, it's like, this is a trap, man. Like, don't fall for that. Like, make sure that you finish the conditioning test. And there was a couple guys who thought they were somewhere else on the roster who, after 4 or 5, were like, man, I'm good. And I will be damned if the first thing coming out was the scouts, and they were like, you come with me, you come with me, you come with me, all cut on the spot. So, like, there are players who think of themselves in an elevated way. The staff thinks of them differently. And so I think that's one of the things with Marshawn that's interesting. It's like, the, you know, Adam and Dan have, and Joe Witt Jr. have said that, you know, they're really excited about him. They want him here. They, you know, that they want him to be a part of the defense moving forward, not necessarily a part of OTAs, but they seem to have the right excitement for a guy that can miss OTAs. But like you were saying, the play over the last couple of years, the injury history over the last couple of years hasn't been of that caliber of guy. That's always a tough thing to transition to, you know, for a player and for a staff, for a league to kind of view a player in a certain way. So I totally get that. We'll see what happens. He's made the decision. This is his decision. And ultimately, he's got to live by it. Like, there are times where I look back at my career, I'm like, man, I wish I would have done something differently in retrospect.
Which actually brings us nicely to Terry McLaurin, who is in search of a new contract. And he and his agent are working with the team. I know Kime said on the Junkies the other day, it's like, you know, people talk about, oh, is the team not doing this? And it's like, well, the agent's got to play ball too. Right. And Terry's agent at times might have been, you know, maybe a little difficult to deal with, which, you know, I think there are worse attributes to have if I'm a player and that's my agent. Oh, he's a little difficult because he doesn't give in easily. Now there's levels to that. You obviously hear, you know, general managers and agents talk about, we want to have good relationships with each other. So there's levels to like what it means to be difficult. Are you just difficult, or do you get your clients what you want, or what they want and what you want? And that we don't know, because we don't know the inside of the negotiations. We also don't know what numbers they're talking about. And that's the part that makes, I think, discussing this really hard, and why I don't think we're going to get too deep into this. Because like, I have an idea of what I think.
Well, you can get deep into that. Like, basically, but this is it. If he's asking to be a top paid receiver, the top paid receiver in the NFL, like, that's, they're going to be far apart. Yeah, that's like a not a good point to be in. If you're asking to make more money than DK Metcalf, that's more reasonable. I do think there are probably some people in front offices that think that DK Metcalf contract is an outlier contract, and so that's a bad bar, but it's much more reasonable. So you might, so basically, well, I think there's three tiers. One, if he's asking for the most money in the league, probably not a thing. If you're asking for most money or more money than DK Metcalf, I think you're probably going to get 50% of the GM saying yes, 50% of the GM saying no. And then there's probably a range, would you say eighth, ninth highest paid guy based on AAV, right?
Yeah.
That seems more reasonable. And I think if you're the team, you probably like the third one. If you're Terry, you probably want the second one in the first one. But I think that's where I'd probably fall, is like,
yeah,
in terms of things they could hypothetically be asking for.
So here, like, the funky thing is AAV is the number that we all talk about, but it's one of the silliest. Like, total value is even worse, but AAV, I mean, those two
total value, if you're a fan of the NFL and you see that number come across the ticker, that is maybe the worst representation of what the actual contract dollars and cents amount is. Just, I'm sure a lot of our listeners are smart, but like, don't look at that number. It's it's money per, guaranteed money per year is what you should be looking at.
Right. And then you want to see the structure of when that money is and the cap hits. And this is, you know, so just to kind of flush that out, right? Average annual value, AAV, right? Average per year based off of how many years is it divided by the total value. So this is a fake number. Here are the guys that make $30 million a year. Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb, DK Metcalf, AJ Brown, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Brandon Ayuk, Tyreek Hill. And then the next guy who's making 28.7, and this number is relevant because he is a fresh contract this offseason, is T. Higgins. Okay. So if you think Terry as a number one should make more than T. Higgins as a number two, you're looking at least 29 per year. And Tyreek is the, you know, the bar at 30. And he's the only one that's over 30. Obviously, that contract is a little bit older as well. Here's where I think that Terry can be a top five paid guy in the league. Let's go to either fully or total guarantees. The total is going to be harder. The fully guaranteed money, right? Jefferson's making 88, Chase is making 73, Lamb's making 67, and then DK is at 60. If you can
what's AJ Brown making? Just
AJ's at 51.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
His total guarantees are pretty high up there. So the total guarantees are 110 for JJ, Chase at 109, Lamb at 100, and then AJ at 84. DJ Moore's got 82 in total guarantees.
That's a crazy contract for him. Anyway, yeah.
He got
some of these contracts just are crazy. Like, they're bad contracts for teams.
But like his AAV is 27.5. His was like a longer deal. Right. So I think his was 5 for 110. Right. So at the end of the day, if you go shorter because Terry's 30, this is his age 30 season, and you do something like, let's go 3 for 90 or even 3 for, I mean, if he's going to try to get that 33 number that DK has got to be 3 for 100. Right. But most of that, you know, AAV number is just slammed into the third year that Terry's not going to see, that the team would be like, hey man, just so you know, we're going to cut you after 2 years if we don't renegotiate and bring that number down. Then you get to like 62 guaranteed, and that gets you above DK on the fully guaranteed at signing. You know, you do like a $31 million bonus and 30 million, you know, maybe it's an extra 5 million this year and 26 next year or whatever, something like that. And the cap numbers are not too crazy in 2 years where you have plenty of cap space. Like, that feels about right. And everyone can say, like, you know, Adam can be like, you know, hey, we signed Terry and it's not, doesn't hamper us in the long term. Terry's agent can be like, I got him $30 million a year. And Terry can be like, I got a lot of money right now. That feels about right for me, but it's, you know, we'll see. But I think, you know, back to the core question we were asking too, Logan, this not getting done by minicamp doesn't make me change how I feel about Terry or this contract negotiation at all. It's annoying in many, many ways,
sure,
because, you know, Terry's about all the right things. He's just coming off a career year or whatever. You'd think this shouldn't be that complicated, but at the end of the day, Terry's going to get a new deal. He'll be a Commander this year, and I don't think he's going to have to hold out in training camp to get it. I think they'll get it done this summer.
Yeah, I think so too. And again, like, the reason we brought up the numbers and the values and all these different names is just because, like, you don't know what they're asking for. So like, if they're asking for something that's very reasonable, I think the deal gets done very quickly. But it just, contract negotiations, I've been a part of two big ones. Like, you start pretty far apart and you slowly whittle it down until you get to something that you both agree upon. And usually both parties hopefully are relatively happy with it. So I think that's, again, like when you said who's more frustrating, who's more surprising, like, I feel like I understand Terry's situation. And as a former player, like, do what you got to do, right? Figure it out, hold out, whatever this looks like, do what's right for you. You, like you said, you've been a pillar of the community. You've been an awesome player on the field. You've been great in the media. You've been a great representation of the franchise. If I'm on this roster, like, he's quote unquote earned this right. And hopefully they get it done sooner rather than later. And that's all, that's really like all I can say about it, because I don't have any inside baseball on it other than that.
Yeah. Same. We'll see. I don't think we'll see Terry this week, but who knows? Stranger things have happened, certainly in the NFL, a league where many strange things happen.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.